Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Everyone, I'm so happy for today because it is a transcending session. And with this transcending session, we are going to first drop in all together. And we're going to say the prayer of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry twice. If you don't know it fully, that's all right. I'm not going to share my screen today because I'm going to be in the zone already, but I share this prayer daily several times a day with my heart, and it's really so powerful and so magnificent that I want to introduce it as something that is very common. It's like to start by praying together, and then we go into Column of Ascension, dropping in and calling the Arcturians, all right? So I would love to invite you to please close your eyes and start drawing your awareness in your breath. And connect to your heart. And as we say the prayer, you might perceive when we mention the codes, all the orbs, the flame, and the code of like this explosion of connection in your chakras, above the head, below the feet, in the heart center, the guts and the headspace, and any other area where you want to place the key code that goes with the prayer. And let's start. I am the angel of my human. I am the light of my life. As an embodied sovereign heart, I ascend. I choose to accept love, abundance, freedom, and connection as my birthrights, as I am forever connected to the divine. And together we rise in peace. I am the angel of my human. I am the light of my life. As an embodied sovereign heart, I ascend. I choose to accept love, abundance, freedom, and connection as my birthrights, as I am forever connected to the divine. And together we rise in peace. Take a deep breath in and a long breath out. And just take two more breaths. Then start drawing your awareness in your body, feeling your body very relaxed and heavy. Perceive your heart center. The electromagnetic field of your heart. Perceive the connection of your heart with the heart of ascended Gaia. So this pillar of light is going through a fifth dimensional water portal, the purest frequency. You can feel as we place our consciousness in these crystalline waters, how coded they are. And as we connect with Gaia's womb, we perceive that we are also connecting consciously now to the fairy realms, the elven realms, inner earth realms, realms of the dragons, and so many more. Eshakyatra mura, ekeste itiumura, estiniste ikyotreme, estanista nitrata. And then we can perceive our heart center, the column of ascension going above through the crown of the head. And as we perceive with our consciousness the crown of our head, we can feel it opening up more. As we continue drawing our connection all the way to our overall soul network, we can feel a shift. It's like whoom, a wave moving each and every one of ourselves. It's like calling all of our being together in this present moment. So call all of you here now by feeling the connection of who you are beyond time and space reality. Ashamaratia ko etramu initie kro este imistuna kiatri ura ashtanaste timu trate. And here now we are asking and requesting to create full connection with the Acturians. Așa că e drumul ăsta niște nitrate, că se nitrate, că se nutrate, că se nutrate, că se nitrate. Deci a nitrat, că se nitrate, că suntem un psichiatri, un sărat. Dear ones, we're so very excited to again co-create with all of you, dear beautiful people of this collective of Iria. The introduction is very specific. Because we want you to realize that the veils between dimensions is thinning at an accelerated rate. And so therefore, the ascension process undergoing right now is shifting the frequency of human consciousness. So human consciousness can perceive realms present here on Earth. No need to look for UFOs in the sky. Look here. Well, if you want to, of course, you can do this. There's no problem with that. But draw your awareness, bring more direction around your point of interest to co-create with us galactics and other life forms such as the fairy realm. Bring it here and now in this dimension, in this reality. Because currently we have a very vast opening, and this very vast opening is in terms of dimension going from the third to the seventh dimension. This is a very rare and unusual, and it is not going to last very long. But it is literally to help people who are still lingering on the 4D bridge to take quantum leaps to finally stabilize in fifth dimension and above. Because many humans still choose density. And here we want to say it straight. If you choose density, you're going to stay in density. If you choose love and light and surrendering and really precision of amplifying your soul mission, your channel, your sovereignty, then you're going to exist and co-create with fifth dimension and above. So the bridge is open all the way to seventh dimension to really help elevate the frequency. So you are being blasted with very high level of frequency. And all of you here in this program, you are benefiting tremendously from receiving from us and from Sandrine and from each and every one of you as a collective creating the grids of this school of channeling. Through the teachings that we share from Sandrine, we can channel in many different ways. And of course, we perceive with great compassion the turmoil of the human heart. And we understand it as a collective. Many of us have been embodied in physicality before. So we understand this. But what you must realize, what is very different now, is that you have more help than ever before. With every breath that you take, you can heal everything. You can literally alchemize everything. With every breath, dear one, every inhale and every exhale is always an offering to be able to shift density, to let go on the exhale, and as you inhale new light quota, new frequency of golden light, therefore recalibrating the system. So always ask yourself, when there is a problem or a challenge or something that is looping, why is it looping? Why am I choosing density? And if this is looping, can I just place the brain to the side, place the loop to the side and just let it be, bring space? Because when there is looping in the mind and the mind tries to bring many different solutions, it means that it is a very sticky, it is very present, it takes over. There is no space created. So to create space, visualize literally you picking up the brain and you putting up to the side. You practice meditation, silencing the mind, walk in nature, not thinking, and you do not think about the problem. Do not think about the problem or the challenge. Do not ask yourself questions. Do not ask your friends of everyone. Do not ask anyone else for the solution to your problem. Let it sit to the side for a couple of days, for a couple of weeks, and then feel into the frequency of this dynamic. And very often the resolution will be happening in itself as you are not focusing on it. Now, if you need to make a very soon decisions about that, it is very important for you to practice Coram of Ascension, Pillar of Light, clearing your field, being very present with the key code of abundance, love, freedom, connection, the two golden orbs circling around the crystalline white flame of freedom, being elevated through the field of connection. Because when you do that, you activate fifth dimensional field, very clear in you. And as you sit in meditation, you welcome the issue, the problem, the challenge within your life, and then you simply feel it penetrating your being and being received by these key codes. And it is very important for you to practice Coram of Ascension, Pillar of Light, clearing your field, being very present with the key code of abundance, love, freedom, connection, the two golden orbs circling around the crystalline white flame of freedom, being elevated through the field of connection. Because when you do that, you activate fifth dimensional field, very clear in you. And as you sit in meditation, you welcome the issue, the problem, the challenge within your life, and then you simply feel it penetrating your being and being received by these key codes. And so therefore, the key codes are going to recalibrate the field, the challenge, the problem, the situation through the fifth dimensional field of love, abundance, freedom, and connection. And therefore, you're going to be able to perceive things very differently, to receive different experiences, different embodied sensation about, should I say yes or no to this? Should I go here or there? And so on. So most of the time, you are in the flow. You are able to simply feel the movement of life guiding you. And we want more and more for you to trust that movement of life. Because here we want to share with you. Yesterday, Sandrine asked a question to High Council of Light, and it came very clearly in terms of a visual answer. It is like a situation, for example, why is the money on the bank account still like this? Or why is a love and relationship such a complicated issue for this human, Sandrine? And so instantly what came in terms of visual to represent it is that there is a huge part of the architecture of Sandrine that is under improvement. So imagine now you live in your house and you want to redo the whole kitchen and the bathroom, right? We mentioned in kitchen and bathroom, why? Because this is the most needed. People need to eat and wash themselves. And when you have your full kitchen and your bathroom completely revamped, it's going to be challenging to live. You're going to be annoyed. It's going to rub against your fractal. It's going to be in the way. You want the new thing to be there. It's like, why is it taking so long? And of course, as we know in humanity, always many problems happen with this kind of endeavor, and it takes longer and longer and longer. This is exactly the metaphor that we use for today. Many of you experience, like Sandrine and many humans, complete reconfiguration of very important foundational structures of the multidimensional being. And so, therefore, as it is under construction, you can still use it. Like, you can still use the kitchen by going to the sink and having some water. You can still maybe wash on the basin, but it is not very exciting. It is not very spacious. You see, it's knowing, it's present. So as you are aware of this, what is important? It is very important to let the workers do the work without you constantly poking your nose in and saying, why is this kitchen going to be finished? You said by this time, I want it by this time. I want it yesterday. Why isn't it done yesterday? Because what happens, the workers are very annoyed. They are distracted. Someone is barking at them, saying, what's wrong with them? Why are you still revamping this? I want this now. I want this now. And it's not impatience, aggression, impatience, aggression, impatience, aggression. What happens is that everything is slowed down. Eh? So instead, go see the workers creating the revamping of certain structure of your life. Say, thank you so much. Thank you very much. I feel the restriction in this area and this area because I know that you are revamping it. I know that it is happening in my multidimensional configuration. So I accept this because it is an improvement. I don't know how long it's going to take. I trust the process. In the meantime, what can I do to help? And what can you do to help the workers? And literally, this is the visual and centering gods. Imagine that you are a house. You are literally a house and some rooms are under construction. So if you want, when some rooms are still under being revamped and being upgraded, the full structure of the house cannot be perceived fully, cannot be seen fully, cannot be experienced fully. It's like it's a house still under construction. So yes, the house might attract, might be very brilliant and sexy and powerful and exciting already. And the house can be very, very good house, but it is not the full magnificent edifice, building and temple of light that you know is ready for you. This is why frustration can be present and impatience, because you know that the construction site that you are, the house, the temple of light that you are, is truly magnificent. And at the moment, all of the improvement of the structure is taking really too long because you feel that you are ready to be the most vibrant version of cells. But only if this improvement and restructuration are happening, we will say clearly, you are not ready. You are not ready to have the amount of money, to have that work, to have these clients, to have these students, to have this love of life, to have this type of travel. You are not ready. Why? Because simply it is still under construction. It is still being revamped. So one that is completed and in alignment, the whole structure of the house, if you want, will be harmonious and coherent. So when you go from one room to another, everything resides in the same level of frequency. Then what can happen? Then you open the doors, the windows, you create a huge party, a housewarming party for the beautiful revamped house that you are. And as you do that, boom, that is the quantum leap, dear one. That is the quantum leap, because all of a sudden the coherence of this new construction that you are, this new configuration, this new structure, this new house is so freaking mesmerizing that people will see it for around the whole world. It's like, what is this? It's not even a house anymore. It's a huge temple of light. And so before that, they can already perceive some structure. This is what we share with Andrine. Your temple of light is near completion. So this is why so many things are currently happening and so on, but there are specific upgrades present in the structure of the configuration of the multidimensional network of Sandrine that are being upgraded in terms of frequency. So certain things are not dropping in the field for that reason. So instead of going and barking at the workers to say, why isn't this happening yet? I want it now. Just let it be and focus on living in the rooms that are brilliant, that are beautiful. The mission, the channeling, the connection with friends, with nature, with pets, with children, with, you know, everything that is already there. So we share this metaphor with you because it is going to resonate, we know. Focus on what is present already in high level of frequency and bask in it. Bath yourself. Feel yourself lying down in the bedroom of your beautiful golden temple. In the bedroom that you have in the current house where you live in, you can feel the golden structure around. Place yourself in a cocoon of light. Feel that your house is a temple of light, that you are a temple of light, that it is the temple of light of your mission. Unify everything together. So the current room, you code it with the frequency of the room in the temple of light. Therefore, when you rest there, you bask into fifth dimensional field. At least we share this with you because many of you are going to already started receive tremendous, tremendous shift around Lionsgate portal. But it is also So what is Ignite in Lion's Gate Portal? The way you choose to place your consciousness, the preparation work that you would have done, which is now, by the way, cleaning the body, creating space, meditating, all of that is to do now. The way you handle yourself through the next few weeks is going to set the tone to the next 6 months. So the next 6 months, because it's Galactic New Year, and so the next 6 months are going to be determined by what you do now in the next few weeks, leading to a week about after Lionsgate Portal, peaking with Lionsgate Portal. So be very mindful of what you do, who you hang out with, the frequency that you choose to receive and emit yourself. Be the angel of your human and be the light of your life. Choose freedom, abundance, and connection as your birthright. Ascend through the embodiment of your heart, your soul, your multidimensionality. Always choose love as your guiding force. Spread your angelic wings. Arise with your people and always feel greater levels of peace. You know that you are aligned if you feel peace. You know that you are not aligned if you feel scattered and there is no peace. All right? The version of ourselves that is crying because it's full of fears and projection and traumatized, it does not sit at the council. So it is not allowed to make us slow down, to make us procrastinate or doubt the mission, doubt ourselves. No. But as in specific time, we go there and we mother that version. It's like, it's okay. We're going to do this together. Like, you cannot rule this because you're a child. It's literally that. Do you allow your children to rule the household? No, they don't know any better. So this is not allowed to rule. This is allowed to have a voice, but not at the high council, not to direct the mission. This can moan and complain and be sad and traumatized. And then you go and you work with it and you bring in so much love and compassion. You go with inner Xenia or with Xenia in your past life or ancestor. And you do that and you do these processes. And you go there often and often to soothe this part. So this part does not feel that it needs to come at the table to scream to be seen and heard, because it is already seen and heard in the privacy, in the intimacy of your heart. You see? So it is seen and heard in the privacy of your heart. It is addressed and therefore it is calm. The child is loved. The child is experiencing beautiful, a tremendous connection. But only it knows its place. It does not rule the round table. You rule the table and the higher aspect of you rule the round table. So this is another approach to handling limitations. Okay, imagine that literally each one of your limitation is sitting at the round table around you, and you will feel how much your field is cluttered with density projection, preventing you from actually channeling the higher guidance of the version of yourselves and your high council of light that are here to help you quantum leap into full mission embodiment. Okay, the understanding that as a quantum being and multidimensional frequency incarnated on Earth, you have access to a multitude of realms and versions of yourself that exist in those realms, and a multitude of realms that you co-create with, even if you don't have versions of yourselves there. So it comes, it's grid work. But this grid work is intergalactic grid work. So we have intergalactic grid work, when we have interstellar grid work, and we have also planetary grid work. So the IREA School of Tunneling, the next version, will work on this different configuration of planetary, interstellar, cosmic, and galactic grid work. And so basically what you are learning to do here when we mention this is like you create a grid within your house, or it can be anywhere. For example, Sandrine went to sleep at a friend last night, and the friend said, you might perceive some ghost in the house. My kids and myself, we see lots of activity. So as she was there, Sandrine settled the room, and she's like, indeed, yes, I can perceive lots of things. Two options. One is to handle them, protect, and so on. Other one is to build golden grid of light and to be in another reality, which is what she did. So no one was bothered by anything at all, eh? Because what she did was call certain architecture frequency, like giants, fairy realms, dragons, as well as her own incarnated multidimensional soul into creating a temple of light around the space. And so the entire land of that house was, if you like, merging with a very ascended version of Gaia, where none of these frequencies exist. There is literally nothing that is below seventh dimension. So everywhere she goes, she greets the place like this. So wherever she goes, there is nothing under seventh dimension. So this comes, you can use gold, okay, golden color. So imagine that the walls, the floor, the ceiling, even like the windows, everything becomes gold. It's pure gold and like thick, thick gold, like pure gold, eh? And from this gold, you can perceive that the gold is the soil of the new earth, the soil of the new Gaia. And so therefore, when you do that, you can see moss growing, you can see trees, you can see fairies inside the house. Eh? And as you look outside, you also visualize and feel and perceive that the fairy realm is around. And you can all in different structure. So that is planetary grid work, because everywhere you go, you access the grids of Gaia. And the grids of Gaia exist in different dimensions, but also different planes of existence. So the planes are more like horizontal lining. The horizontal lining have convergent point with the vertical lining of dimensions. This is very complicated, advanced quantum architecture that even Sandrine does not comprehend fully, but that we are training how to understand and explain. So the fairy realm lives on another plane, not necessarily in enough. Yeah, it is also other dimension, because this plane can only be accessed through seventh dimension. But this plane is existing as another version of Gaia, which is in juxtaposition of this current version. But the veils between the dimensions representing dimension of consciousness and heart embodiment, soul embodiment, prevent the human from perceiving these planes of existence. As channels, you channel from your heart field. This is the whole training that we provide. You do not channel from your fragmented consciousness, all right? So you channel from fifth dimensional at the minimum, fifth dimensional field. So then what happens? Your electromagnetic field of the heart is 60% more powerful than the electromagnetic field of the mind. So when you are in the field of a person, may it be for a session or not, you instantly know if the truth is told or not. But because what? The person is going to say something, but the heart says something different. The person is going to say, oh, I don't really care about this. Like, you know, you confront someone for a conversation. Can we talk about this? I can perceive that you are annoyed. I can perceive that, you know, like, and so on. But the person is like denying, like, for example, also cheating, for example, in a relationship. Yeah. You have an intuition. You have an intuition. You have an intuition. And the other person, no, 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 no. And so the mind is going, your mind is going to rationalize, blah, 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 or loop, 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 loop. But the heart knows. The heart has no doubt. This is what you need. Because your heart knows. And so at times the other person is lying consciously, but at times the other person is really sure that they are saying things as they are, but they are lying to themselves. So they are unconscious of their own lying, which is the vast majority of humanity. Are you good? Yes, I'm good, thank you. And then actually, they are broken inside. They had a shitty day. They want to cry. They lost their dog and so on. But it's like, yes, 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 I'm all good, because they don't want to go there, which is fine. But as channels always perceive the difference in frequency, you will know this is an art that you're going to refine. So lies, this is what people lie to you. People lie to you to train you for sovereign embodiment and discernment. This is always the case. This is always the case. Everything is here to serve you. It's all about you. And then it's nothing to do with you. But the people that lie around you, they want to see how sovereign you are, how much you're going to hold yourself through this. Yes? When you perceive a child or a parent or a partner lying, are you letting it drop? Are you trying to rationalize to say, no, it's me, it's all in my head? Or are you listening to your heart and saying, like, I like this? No, there is something that is misalignment here. We need to have a greater conversation. And the greater of a greater conversation will eventually reveal the truth. Yes? So this is the real purpose. The real purpose is truth, embodiment, sovereignty, and really consciousness of the heart. We trust this answered the question, everyone. Thank you very much. Regarding relationships with other people, like parents and family members, and the more you distance yourself from the need to control an outcome to the situation, the easier it will be, because the family members are the greatest teachers of inhumanity at the moment. And it's very interesting to realize that really humanity is very bizarre, very bizarre, because so many people now say they are traumatized by the parents and they experience this and they need to heal that from the parents and so on. And we do not say that this is not right, that this is not true. But it is a phenomenon that is increasing tremendously in the problematic of the connection code. Connection, connection, connection. This is the next step of the reconfiguration of the four primal codes around humanity. We started with freedom around COVID. Now it's around abundance. Then enter connection to finally pick at love. And so the code of our connection is very exacerbated in a lot of children hold the responsibility to heal the timeline, and they can really feel it as a burden. But what is the true healing that truly operates instantly? It is forgiveness. Forgiveness to the other people, but also forgiveness towards the self. So it is forgiveness around, this relationship is not ideal. This relationship is not like the little girl in me wish she would have had a mother like that, because my friend, I perceived her mother being a better mother, and I would have loved to have a mother like that. It is the forgiveness around the self, around, oh, I was a challenging child for my parents. I misbehaved there, or I took drugs there, were really worried about me there. And it is the forgiveness present through family lines can heal everything, because there is the realization that the other person in the field is simply there again as a teacher, but we also have a choice. So there's also this bizarre concept in humanity that says that, you know, bloodlines need to stay together and needs to continue living and having an experience. It is not true. Reclaim the choice of having a relationship with your parents. See, I choose to have a relationship, because you might say, you don't understand, but I have no choice. There is always a choice, eh? Some children abandon their parents when the parents are dying and sick. And because this is the choice of the child does not want to handle the parents. Some parents abandon their children. We do not say what is right or what is wrong, but everything is possible. And abandoning or saying no to a relationship is not necessarily the bad choice. It can be the most uplifting choice. It can be the best decision. So when you know this, when you recalibrate this, it's like, okay, so I choose to have an interaction with these family members. And because why? Why is it important to meet? And go back to your why. Go back to your why. Is there love? Yes, I actually do love my parents. Okay, great. So is this enough? No, there is a lot. I'm very annoyed. All of this, they say, they do not see me for who I am. They still treat me as a little girl. Okay, so what is this part of me that is annoyed? That's literally the little girl in me is still alone. Is there another version sitting at this table, this round table, another version of me that has a different perspective on it? It's like, oh yeah, It's the parents. They just do what they do. You know, they don't know any better. They have that level of consciousness. They try their best. And honestly, I know that they could do better. But hey, I'm going to find compassion and forgiveness. And I'm going to say, if I choose to have a relationship with them, this is my what I might get. But because there is so much space created, I do not hold the space. I create the space so they can be whatever they want and they can say whatever they need to say. Saying this, if it is disrespectful and I do not enjoy this, I will recalibrate by saying, you're not allowed to say this to me. You're not allowed to treat me like this. And if you continue, I won't see you anymore. And we know it sounds cold, but this is how it is. Why do you keep seeing people that are annoying, that are bringing your mojo down? We do not know, blood relatives or no. But in your heart, you need to know the right reasons. The right reasons why you stay in touch with friends or family members, and the right reasons why you choose not to. Because a severing relationship is really the ultimate act, right? Before that, there is so many other options of seeing each other less or in different setting or doing an activity or having tea or dinner. There are so many different configurations that are going to offer different experiences. So maybe seeing your parents around the family home brings too many memories, and that's always drama there. If you were to ask your parents to go and have dinner somewhere else, all of a sudden in that setting, it is very pleasant. People talk, no one has to cook, you see. So you can try to bring the connection with your people, the people you want to have a connection with, but it is challenging. Bring that into different configuration and see what changes. Because a severing and redistancing connection with parents or with children or with very close relatives or friends is a decision that can be very, very painful and challenging for everyone. So we recommend more exploring different configuration. That is the last resort, but if it's very needed, then if it's the decision that needs to be made, it will be in integrity with sovereignty, because this is basically what needs to happen. Because remember that every time you are the light bearer, the light keeper, the one who brings the light to other, always, always you are planting seeds, and these seeds are growing. Because inside of their configuration, the people around you have so much light that is like literally saying, I want to get out, I want to be seen, I want to shine bright, all of these junkies around me. So when you drop seeds of light like this, the light inside is like, yes, I'm grabbing this, thank you very much, and chuck, it takes it, and it's like the soul feels like, oh, there is a way out, because this person is in my field. Consciousness might not comprehend it, but the soul comprehends it. This is why also at times family members and friends, they keep on coming back to you, even if they are experiencing so much density, and you try to, with love and kindness, to kind of like bring a bit more distance, because they are intense. But they keep coming back. It's because on a soul level, they feel your light, they see your light, and then their mind does not comprehend it. And maybe it's a parent or a grandparent or like an authority figure. So I could never receive advices from this young one. But actually, on a soul level, there is so much exchange happening. So patience, 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 my loves. Patience. And distancing, observation, kindness, forgiveness, and a lot of self-care, a lot of space for yourself to celebrate yourself from observing this, from feeling this, and from being a guiding light. Celebrate yourself. All of you are placed exactly where you need to be right now to be the keeper of light, the one who shares the light. So you are doing it. So celebrate yourself. Distance yourself as much as needed and as much as possible. So when the interaction comes, the loading of the frequency can be reduced through the observer effect. Please close your eyes and bring one hand on the belly and one hand on the heart center. A se kriatumora tiate o kesteni istanete. And feel this as much as you possibly can. Feel, feel, feel. You are extraordinary, dear one. You are so wise, so strong, so powerful, so loving. You are so kind and so compassionate. You are willing to do what it takes to better yourself. You are doing it every single day. That requires courage, faith, confidence, inner knowing, vulnerability. And all of you, you are that. You are doing it. You are exactly doing everything you need to. So how can you relax in the knowing that you are perfect as you are, even if you know you're not, eh? Because you are walking the way. And for as long as you keep walking the way, you are the angel of your human. You are the light of your life and you ascend. You are a guiding light for others. Keep walking the way as you are now. And please drop all the self-hatred, the self-judgment, the constriction around, I am not there yet, I am not perfect yet. Because you know what? You will never be. The only thing that you can be is you loving you unconditionally through every moment. And one day you will be a version of yourself that you are so aligned with, that at that moment, you will know that there is no more self-hatred, no more self-conflict, no more self-judgment. You will feel it. And this is what we want to invite you to feel now. Because as you drop the weapons, as you agree to be that for you now, to perceive that all your edges have already been polished and repolished and that you continue walking the way, there is a placement of your consciousness that is going to allow you to soften into the realization that you are simply the butterfly learning to look at the beautiful colors of your wings. You might still think you're a caterpillar, but no, the transmutation has already happened. So leave the old cocoon, the old skin behind, dear ones. And please celebrate yourself, celebrate your achievements, or achievements in material life, but your achievement in self-growth, in spiritual growth, in the love that you choose to give. So many of you bring to the table in such a vulnerable way that you experience challenges with people you love in your life. That is literally the proof of how magnificent and angelic you are, because you would not speak such words and have such preoccupation if you were not an angel. You come here to ask us, how can I love more? All your questions are around that. How can I love more? How you can love more, dear one, is by realizing that you are already loving. You are already loving so much that your mind cannot comprehend. So we recalibrate this as a grand finale for the session today. You already love enough. You already are enough and perfect. Everything is great. Everything is going to be great. And continue walking the way with displacement. I am love. I'm already expanded. I'm already doing it. The rest simply lands. Eh? The lens, it lands here. It's being refurbished, being improved, and so on. So I trust, I have faith, and I have courage. Thank you very much, dear one. Take a few breaths now for this recalibration to fully operate on different systems, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. Akater uke shtemis mu ikiatri mura akashte ekietru mura aste nitrate. Inutrate kashan nitrate kashan nitrate kosan nitrate kosan nitrate kashan nutrate mu iki niatre umsarat eshenet sanat kumar. Sanat kumar alate ko ins at uro tiaste nitra. Thank you very much and bye for now. Sha'arat umsenatrate.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.